Okay, here it is, man. Pre-show, November 4. And let me see what we got going on here. So Elcott is going to be going to another planet. I have to be honest with you. I get a kick out of the way that overlords get leveled. It's the dude from the drive-thru. Hey, how you doing? Take your order, please. That's how overlords get leveled. I don't know why I think that's funny, but I do. But then again, I think that what I do, if you do this for a living, if you're trying to be funny for a living, here's the rule of thumb. You ready? You should find yourself funny. You should be laughing at what you do. That's in my opinion, that's a prerequisite. I don't know. Some people, it confuses them. So, well, you know, they ask other people what's funny. Are you ready for that? Now, I can certainly, you know, on occasion I'll say, I think this is funny. Do you think it's funny? And really what I'm asking for is, sometimes you need a reality check, but that's very few and far between. Sometimes you need a reality check. You know, I think this is really funny. What do you think? You'll say something like that, but not as a rule and not to run your show by and not to run your act by, not to say, okay, the first thing I got to do is start asking people if this shit's funny. No. No. No, 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 no. Either you know it's funny or you don't. Understand? If it's funny to you, that's what you need to sell. I think this is funny. Otherwise, you're not going to be, if you think you're going to be successful doing shit that you don't think is funny, I don't think it's possible. Personally, I don't think it's possible. But then that's just me, baby. Now, I don't think you can be happy. And I, more to the point, you can't be effective. You can't sell what you're selling. You can't perform if the shit you're doing you don't think is funny. Now, that's just me. So I bring that up because I remember so many air check meetings that I had early on in radio, when I got into radio, of program directors sitting there, that's not funny. I should have told him right then and there, that's not your job. Now, it may be offensive. You might be frightened to put it on your airwaves. You might have all kinds of different problems with it. But one of the things that you don't do is you don't tell me whether it's funny or not. You can say, don't do that bit. Why? Because, you know, it's going to offend our listeners. It'll offend our advertisers. It pisses me off, you know. It'll offend women. It'll upset the disabled community. All of those are legitimate concerns. Because I'll tell you something, my fine feathered friends, the audience is not to blame. So if you're going to do jokes, let's just take a recent occurrence. Calling Puerto Rico a pile of garbage. Okay, fine. There's a lot of motherfuckers that probably think that's funny. There's a lot of motherfuckers that don't think that's funny. You don't blame the audience if they don't find you funny, bitch. If they don't think you're funny, they don't think you're fucking funny. Now, you can go about being resentful and being angry about that and saying, well, they think I'm funny. But if they don't think you're funny, they don't think you're fucking funny. Period. I just found out that, who's that guy? I forget his name. But point that I'm trying to make here is the first person you got to make happy is yourself, okay? Now, if the audience thinks you suck, then they think you suck. You know, sometimes you may be taken aback. You might be surprised by their reaction. You say, oh, fuck, these people, they really fucking don't think I'm funny. Steve Bozell fills in for Phil and brings on Roy Hutchins as a special guest. I don't remember. I did that last year. Let me see. Third, fourth, fifth, Tuesday. Frank Gray recounts a bad golf weekend. This ought to be funny. All right, welcome, Phil Henry Show here from Tweedledee, Nevada, California. And tonight we have, we're going to talk to Frank Gray.
Frank's on the line. He got back from his golf weekend.
Well, we had our annual Old Boot Tournament. And I know a lot of you guys, you don't know what the hell that is I'm talking about. I mean, if you've been with me for a while, you know that for the last 40 years, man, long time. That's right, 40 years we've had the Old Boot Tournament, something that I started, quite frankly, back in 1983 for a bunch of our college buddies, a bunch of our high school buddies. And so every year they've had this tournament. I played in it for a while. Then they were going to Ireland with this thing.
They went to Ireland. They went to Costa Mesa.
What do you mean Costa Mesa? Costa Rica. Costa Rica,
Costa
bud.
Costa Mesa.
Oh. You know where Costa Mesa is?
Yeah. That's not a big deal going to Costa Mesa. It's a big deal going to Costa Rica.
Yes, I understand. God.
So they went to Costa Rica, and then they went to Palm Springs. They had in Vegas this year, and Team Phil won. I was a team captain. My team won.
And you weren't even there.
And I wasn't even there. So having said all of that, I know we have Frank Gray on the line. Frank is, where is Frank right now?
Good, I'll take it. I'll tell you, we'll do that. That's from last year. Good.
I remember that, too, because it was a clusterfuck. What did you just do? Okay. It was a clusterfuck because the guys had bought a golf package, and, you know, so we all bought into the golf package, and the hotel was great, and the course was great, but something fucked up along the line there. Something, they fucked up the tee times, they didn't have everybody's name down, and I finally said, well, fuck it, I'm not, and Keith and I were the team captains, we didn't even show up. It turned out that I had a lot to do that weekend. So what do you want me to tell you? Let me just do a very quick thing here. I'm putting the show log in. Pardon me if that was really loud. So anyway, to conclude the thought, why I'm bringing this up, there's a reason why I brought it up, but humor is the first and foremost. I don't know. I had this discussion with someone this weekend, I guess. First and foremost, you got to think you're funny. You got to be enjoying what you're doing. This, for me, I think I know why I brought it up, because I was listening to the Elcott, The Next Step, and it made me laugh. What made me laugh was the way that the overlords were being leveled, you know, and the concept of them going to another planet and all this good shit. I think it was funny. Now, people may say, it's not funny, Phil. All right, that's your opinion. I make a living at being funny. What can I tell you? What more could I possibly tell you? I make a living at it. So that means somebody somewhere, enough people, I should say, someplace, think I'm funny enough to pay me for the service of making them laugh. Now, that doesn't mean everybody thinks I'm funny, but enough people do whereby, like I said, I can make a living. That and other things I do, you know, voiceover work and stuff like that. So, and I always pretty much felt that I could. I mean, it was never in doubt in my mind that I was going to make a living doing it. I liked it. And anything that you love, you know, it's true. If you love it enough, man, you ought to do it. And you you're probably going to do it very, very well because you seem to be destined for it, you know. All right, so I got that. Is that cool? Yeah. And so it goes. All right. Now, let me grab a classic. So I went and voted today, Sunday, I should say. I voted in person at Channel Islands Boatyard. What the hell was the name of this place that I voted at? It was the Channel Islands Boat. It was really nice. It was a beautiful little office where boat owners there in the Channel Islands Harbor. Hold on, man. I got to find this goddamn thing. Where is it? Here. Channel Islands Boating Center. That's the name of it. And they opened up today, and they're open every day for voting. And so I went over there, because what happened was I got my fucking envelope. I got my voter's guide. I lost my ballot. I didn't know what the fuck I did with the ballot. So instead, I said, well, fuck it, I'll vote in person. And today I had some time, so I drove over. There was only about 5 minutes away. It was great. It was the light, beautiful, airy office there, open to the harbor. And the people were cool. There was a couple of British people there, I guess, recently, or maybe not so recently, naturalized as American citizens. They were helping. And I guess there was probably three or four of us there voting. But as I was leaving, some more people were coming in. And everybody was very conversant and chit-chatty about the weather. And, you know, that fog really sucks it in around here, doesn't it? Yeah, you know. It couldn't have been easier. Couldn't have been fucking easier. Because usually what I do is I go ahead and fill it out. I drop it in the envelope. I drop it into the collection box. But did I send this? There it is. Yeah, okay, good. All right, beautiful, man. Now, what I want to do is I want to go and get a classic. So, like I said, it was a it was a pleasant excursion. All righty, what are we talking? November 2004. Oh, we're watching something. You guys should check this out. It's fucking great. It's called Chaos, K-A-O-S, and it is a modern telling of Greek mythology. In other words, Jeff Goldblum is Zeus, and he lives on Mount Olympus, but it's more like he lives in this mansion. He's got a big pool. He's drinking daiquiris. He's walking around in sneakers and a sweatsuit. He's Zeus. And his son, I don't know who, Dionysus or whoever, is like this cat who walks around in baggy shorts, but he's a good guy. And then he's got a brother, Poseidon, and Poseidon is hanging out down at the harbor. He has a boat, you know. Everybody, it is sort of a modernizing of the Greek mythology. But you do go into the afterlife. Hades is his brother, and Hades and he get in this big fucking argument. And there are mortals, but it's a comedy. A dark comedy, yes. There are moments of real pain and sorrow, yes, but nonetheless funny. What's the date today? The 4th? Okay, let's do this one, man. Bobby Dooley's upset about the Bush election win and thinks that Americans are angry and should go out and smash stuff on the street. Steve Bossell lost a bet with his Republican neighbor of whether Bush would win and is suing for humiliation. Is this 2004? Yeah. Okay, suing for humiliation, I love it. All right, baby, I think it's time, don't you? I do, to get our shit together, and there should be a game show. It's time for Get Your Shit Together. All right, here's your host, Bob Shit. How you doing? Hey, a new week, a new way of looking at things. Wait,